KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 Tundra designed to combine performance and comfort with up to 437 horsepower and 10-speed automatic transmission. See your Toyota dealer, the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, November 12th. Amid some canceled events, the Veterans Day Parade still marched on. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history could be coming to an end. Earlier this week, a group of Senate Democrats broke ranks and voted for legislation to fund the government through January. But they did not secure an extension of the Affordable Care Act's premium tax credits, a top priority for Democrats. Instead, Senate Republicans have verbally agreed to hold a vote on the issue next month. But for San Diego Representative Mike Levin, that's not enough.
Eight Democratic senators decided to undercut the weeks and weeks of fighting to basically give the Republicans everything they wanted. And Chuck Schumer either couldn't or wouldn't keep the Democrats together in the Senate.
Levin says he expects the upcoming vote in the House to pass along party lines. As we wait, air travel across the country is still being disrupted. As of yesterday, the FAA is expected to cut 6% of flights at 40 airports, including San Diego International. Here, that resulted in 17 canceled flights and 26 delayed flights out of the airport yesterday. The percentage of canceled flights will jump from 6 to 10% by Friday if the shutdown still isn't resolved. As amazing as they are, pets are a huge responsibility. With that in mind, the San Diego Humane Society announced a new program that could help ease some of the intimidation around bringing a new pet home. The Adoption Trial Program is looking to bridge the gap between fostering and adoption. You can bring home an animal with the intention of adopting, but have 14 days to make sure it's a mutual fit. Organizers say this way, adopters don't have to feel the pressure to commit or feel guilty if it doesn't work out. The program delays payment and final adoption paperwork until after the trial period. They say it also helps SDHS gain valuable information about what sort of home the pet would work best in. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Mo Willems' Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, the musical, with music by Deborah Wicks LaPuma, Saturday, November 22nd at UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater at UC San Diego. Tickets at artpower.ucsd.edu.
The government shutdown forced a couple Veterans Day observances to be canceled, but the San Diego Veterans Day Parade went on as scheduled yesterday morning. Military and Veterans reporter Andrew Dyer takes us there.
Bands, balloons, and rumbling motorbikes inched their way down Harbor Drive. Community figures waved to the crowd from convertibles. 103-year-old Fred Taylor sits in a red classic convertible Mustang. He flew P-51 Mustangs out of Italy during World War II, but today he's a parade grand marshal.
Brings back all the memories of my time in the service and the flying buddies that I had. Never goes away.
10-year-old Chloe and her friends Lauren and Lucy, both 9, are marching in the parade with their Girl Scout troop and are among its youngest participants. Chloe says they've got an important job to do.
I'm most excited about giving out these stickers for the veterans.
Lauren says she understands the importance of the holiday.
Veterans Day is very special because all the veterans have retired or have passed away. So we're celebrating them today.
Taylor celebrates his 104th birthday on Thursday. From the waterfront downtown, Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Families who remember the La Colonia community in North County now have some help in their goal to identify and honor their dead. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge tells some results of an archaeological survey of their cemetery.
It's Saturday morning, and volunteers are putting up two crosses on what they believe to be the graves of Lupe and Mary Gutierrez Gonzalez, twins who died in infancy. Finding their unmarked gravesites came to Michael Beltran's attention when he met a man said to be their surviving brother.
And he tells me, you know, I believe we have two twin sisters there.
The twins from the Mexican community called La Colonia died in 1929. Now, a group led by Beltran is working to care for the Del Mar Cemetery, and their cause has gotten a boost from an archaeological survey. Archaeologist Jimmy Daniels examined the land with ground-penetrating radar, or GPR. Daniels believes the twins, Lupe and Mary, are buried in this spot.
Found two anomalies that were roughly the size you would expect for an infant burial and kind of evenly spaced apart.
With help from locals, Beltran hopes to identify more gravesites. He says practically every step you take in this place, you're walking above a grave. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
An atmospheric river is forecast to land in the county late Thursday. Alex Tardy is a meteorologist who founded Weather Echo. He says early season storms can suggest a possible active start to the water year that began October 1st.
When we do get snowpack and we do get more rain from the few storms we have in the winter, it can help allow that water to not just go into the ground, but go into our reservoirs where we really need to have it for storage.
Ahead of the storm, the county is giving away free sandbags at several fire stations. Tri-City Healthcare District and Sharp Healthcare are finalizing an agreement for Sharp to take over Tri-City's hospital operations and finances. They're holding a series of community events to get feedback about the deal. North County reporter Alexander Wen takes a look at the agreement.
Tri-City posted the 100-plus page agreement on its website. While some details still need to be finalized, the core aspects of the deal are in place. Dr. Jima is the CEO of Tri-City. He says the main thing is that the agreement preserves Tri-City's core services and leaves room for improvements and maintenance. That includes
a $100 million commitment in the first 5 years towards structural improvements, equipment, technology, in addition to programs and services.
One thing that won't be coming back anytime soon under this deal is labor and delivery. Tri-City discontinued the service in 2023 because of low patient volume. Ma says Sharp is looking at all commercially viable options to bring that back. The next community meeting is this evening at the Carlsbad Senior Center. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
From housekeeping to working as a healthcare professional in just a few months, reporter Jacob Ayer says a new program at UC San Diego Health is training people to advance from low-wage jobs into clinical health roles.
This is the decon area. We can't go in because it's a dirty area.
In the basement of La Jolla's UC San Diego's Jacobs Medical Center, May Valdejueza props open a door to a secure medical facility in full scrubs. Inside is a bright white room with a few people moving medical equipment.
Those carts are usually filled with trays and containers that has all the instruments in it, the knives, the scissors, the retractors, the forceps, everything.
She's describing the first step of her work as a sterile processing technician. It's a job where she ensures thousands of medical instruments are meticulously cleaned and decontaminated, then assembled, sanitized, and finally organized and stored.
When you talk about surgeries, you'll think like doctors, nurses, scrub techs, but before they can actually start their surgeries, they have to have the equipment.
It's a role that's relatively new to her thanks to a special training program. Previously, she worked in housekeeping at the organization for the past 8 years and was looking for a change.
Just thinking about, oh, I want to go back to school and stuff like that, but there's no really time for it because first, I'm a mom. I got to keep food and roof over the head of my kids, and I was a breadwinner for a long time. So, like, I'll have to choose between going to school or working.
She found something that let her do both. Valdejueza was part of the first cohort of UC San Diego Health's sterile processing technician program. which graduated 10 people earlier this year. They had dozens of applications.
So it's 18 weeks, 7 weeks at Southwestern College, so classroom training, and then 11 weeks of clinical training here at UC San Diego Health, and that was paid training.
UC San Diego Health's Monica Redmond says the program trains current janitors, housekeepers, and food service workers for new jobs in the clinical field.
We had a high number of vacancies in our sterile processing tech department, and frankly, a lack of qualified applicants.
The program gives UC San Diego Health a wide range of skilled workers to fill those job openings, and the employees get paid to learn a new career.
So you can skip work and they'll pay you to go to school and to learn about this program. So I was like, oh, it's a win-win.
Valdehueza says the program has opened doors for further job advancement.
When we got here, it opened up a whole lot of possibilities for us. So that's probably the biggest advantages that I would say. But we also move up a little bit on pay and income and stuff. So I'm very happy about that.
The program is a partnership between UC San Diego Health and JVS Bay Area, a workforce development nonprofit. It's funded through a mixture of state and private dollars.
We're targeting incumbent workers, so folks who are already employees of UCSD, but who are in these jobs that don't really have pathways for growth.
Lisa Countryman-Quiroz is the organization's CEO. She says programs like this one are meant for the many Californians who are in low-wage jobs and may have trouble paying for basic expenses.
Our focus is to help people who don't have four-year degrees, or other kind of certificates.
Jesus Delgado is another graduate from the first cohort. He also worked in housekeeping and said there were some similarities in his previous role to being a sterile processing technician.
I was working in the ORs, turning over the room before each surgery and getting it ready for the next surgery to follow.
While the training took place at the La Jolla campus, Delgado now works at UC San Diego's Medical Center in Hillcrest. He says the new role has reduced the number of hours he works each week from 60 or 70 to 40.
More importantly, I'm able to attend all my kids' sporting events, and they see the change as well. They're even more happier because I'm able to attend their practices or their games more often instead of having somebody FaceTiming their game or something.
The program has already selected its next 10 applicants for its second cohort, which is set to kick off in January 2026. UC San Diego Health's Redmond says as long as the funding is there for the program, it will continue with the potential to expand to other clinical roles. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Paint Care, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.